Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Wednesday, 3rd of January, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open lower today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 70 points. In the previous session, Sensex fell 380 points to 71,893, while Nifty 50 fell 76 points to 21,666. Analysts expect more weakness in the near term, and they advise traders to trade with a stock-specific approach for a while and look for buying opportunities in stocks which are showing relative outperformance on the benchmark. Investors await India's factory activity data from S&P Global for the month of December. Nifty formed a bearish candlestick pattern with a long lower shadow on the daily charts yesterday, indicating some buying interest at lower levels. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 21,684, while on the lower side it can take support at 21,583. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Yes Bank. The private sector lender registered a nearly 12% on-year growth in loan and advances at 2.17 lakh crore rupees and 13.2% growth in deposits at rupees 2.41 lakh crore for the quarter ended December 2023. Shyam Metalics and Energy, number 2. The company launched its qualified institution placement QIP issue on January 2 with a floor price at 597.63 rupees per share. Number 3, Sun Pharma. The pharma major has acquired Libra Merger Limited, a company incorporated in Israel. This acquisition will facilitate consolidation of Sun Pharma's business in Israel. Number 4, LIC. The state-run insurer received another demand order for interest and penalty for Telangana state worth rupees 116 crore for financial year 2018. The company will appeal before the Joint Commissioner of Hyderabad Rural Division. Adani stocks will also be in focus today as the Supreme Court will pronounce a judgment in a batch of petitions filed on the Adani Hindenburg issue. The Apex Court will pronounce judgment on a batch of petitions seeking court-monitored investigation into the allegations made by the US-based short seller against the Adani Group of companies regarding violations on the stock market. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stock futures were little changed today after Nasdaq Composite and S&P 500 indices tumbled on the first trading day of the year. Overnight in the US, the tech-heavy Nasdaq dropped 1.6% and the S&P 500 slid 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, however, managed to stay afloat as defensive stocks such as Johnson & Johnson and Merck gained. In Asia-Pacific, markets fell on Wednesday, tracking losses on Wall Street. Investors in the region await factory activity data from India. Oil prices will also be closely watched after Iran's deployment of a destroyer to the Red Sea that has ratcheted up tensions in the region. South Korea's KOSPI dropped 1.36%, while Japan's market are closed until Thursday. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 index retreated 1.1% after nearing its all-time high on Tuesday. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng index pointed to a weaker open. In commodity news, oil prices were volatile after Iran dispatched a warship to the Red Sea as the situation remains tense in the critical waterway for global shipments that has seen vessels attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The West Texas Intermediate contract for February gained marginally to $71.66 per barrel, while Brent contract for March gained 0.18% to $77.18 per barrel. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Jigar Trivedi, a senior analyst for currency and commodities at Reliance Securities, about how rupee is likely to perform in 2024 and what should the currency traders be looking out for in this new year.
The rupee continued to decline for the second consecutive session, closed above 83.30. Now we expect rupee to depreciate further because of the rebound in the dollar index. Dollar index has continued to gain some momentum and traded above 102.5 mark. Going ahead, the week is going to be very important from the currency's point of view. US will release FOMC meetings minutes and non-farm payrolls numbers during this week. So expect some more strength in dollar index, and we expect rupee to depreciate further. 83.55, that's a resistance in spot USD INR. Support is 83.10. If we look at the factors that can affect USD INR's move in 2024, largely it would be geopolitical risk and political events like elections in the US, election in India, that will have an impact on the USD INR, particularly the Fed policy. We know that Fed is going to cut the interest rates as soon as March onwards, and not only Fed, ECB, Bank of England, all the major central banks are going to cut the interest rates because the inflation has almost come down to the comfortable level. So the dollar index is likely to be volatile during 2024. 199.5, that's support on the lower side, and on a higher side 104.5, that's a resistance. And we believe because of that, the rupee is also likely to touch the levels of 83.5, 83.7 in coming sessions, and a very strong support is lying around 83.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.